If you've ever peered into a tide pool and glimpsed an exotic, pulsing, flower-like creature, you've probably seen a sea anemone. Found across the globe, these diverse and beautiful creatures aren't plants, they're colonizing animals, and they occur in nearly every marine habitat, tropical, temperate, shallow, or deep. And yep, they're even here in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Recently, during routine maintenance of our floating wetland prototype in the channel next to the aquarium, our scientists observed an abundance of what they believed to be one of the few species of sea anemone native to the Chesapeake Bay. Using an underwater camera, they spied numerous small, pale organisms attached to the submerged walls and support structure of the floating wetland. As they widened their search, they found more on the air-filled pontoons that keep the wetland afloat, and still more on the pier pilings nearby. Working with our research partners at the University of Maryland's Institute of Marine and Environmental Technology, the team used DNA analysis and genetic barcoding to confirm their hypothesis. These were ghost anemones, and they were pioneers. Although the most abundant and widespread anemone in the Chesapeake Bay, the eerily named ghost anemone is not commonly observed in the Inner Harbor for two simple reasons. While ghost anemones can survive in brackish and low salinity waters, they need hard surfaces like rocks, oyster reefs, or submerged logs to thrive, not common habitat in our dredged deepwater harbor. And like their coral and jellyfish relatives, they need adequate water motion to allow them to capture prey in those waving tentacles, another factor that's rare in the harbor's calm waters. The dense number of ghost anemones found on the floating wetland is because it provides both. Aerators below create water movement via millions of bubbles, which in turn provides an abundant supply of scrumptious plankton. Its hard surfaces and oyster shell reefs give these hardy little critters a good foothold. But don't get the impression they're just passive bystanders. Ghost anemones can move several inches in a few hours, which is positively sprinting if you're an anemone. At an inch and a half tall and a half inch wide, they're small and nearly transparent, usually with a white or pink tint, although some can appear more green or brown, thanks to tiny algae growing within their bodies and tentacles. Shaped for all the world like a mushroom, ghost anemones sport about 50 wispy, petal-like tentacles encircling a small mouth. Those stinging tentacles are triggered by the slightest touch, firing a tiny harpoon called a nematocyst into unsuspecting prey. After the anemone injects the paralyzing neurotoxin, those tentacles guide the hapless victim into its mouth. Despite anemones' ability to sting and stun, some animals can make a meal of them. Many species of fishes feed on anemones, as do sea stars and snails. In addition to ghost anemones, we've observed several species of fishes and other wildlife on and around the floating wetland lately. The prototype is part of an expansive, ongoing project to turn the waterfront surrounding the aquarium into a living laboratory that promotes healthy water, attracts native species, and teaches students and other Inner Harbor visitors about wetland ecosystems. The harbor was once a tidal salt marsh habitat, supporting an abundance of marine life, including oysters, blue crabs, and rockfish, as well as aquatic birds and reptiles. The aquarium's floating wetland is designed to recreate a salt marsh habitat and provide a home for numerous small fishes, turtles, night herons, and other species, while helping to clean the water by natural processes. To learn more about the National Aquarium's initiatives to help restore the health of the Inner Harbor, the Chesapeake Bay, and beyond, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.